Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another session of Agar Meditation. A few sessions have been recorded and played live, primarily because I was traveling, was in a flight, I was in some other place. And likewise, today also, we have recorded this session and playing it live. I am in Visakhapatnam and I have certain assignments here which is bringing great learning and experience to me, and that's the reason why I have recorded the session. I would be out of my comfort zone, trying out new things and learning new lessons in life, and that's the purpose behind recording the session. So bear with me and please stay connected to this session. Do not just log off. Well, yesterday I was in a session which was called as to fly a kite and which would pull a three-wheeler, and it's called kite surfing. It happens on the land, and it was phenomenal. The kite would fly, and then you have to navigate the kite so that the kite stays airborne. And the best way is when the kite moves to the right, you have to navigate to the left, and when the kite moves to the left, you have to navigate to the right. I wonder if people in Visakhapatnam or people who travel to Visakhapatnam have taken this sport of kite surfing. It's a fantastic sport. If you haven't done it, I suggest that you do it. So when I got into this, so first my son got into it, and then I got into it, and I was in the beginning, I got the concept right, and then after a few failures, I stayed airborne for quite a while, and then they were amazed that I was able to hold on. But let me tell you the secret behind the success of this kite surfing. The way it happened was that the kite would move in a figure of eight. For those of you who have participated in the free sessions that we conducted of the figure of eight, of removing all the impressions, you would remember. So here, apparently, they told me that you need to just focus on the figure of eight. And when you begin to lose control of the kite, you just need to let go. All right? So very similar, when you have to focus on working on the impressions, you just keep working, you just keep navigating yourself through every relationship, every conversation, every communication, and every experience. And when you feel that you're losing control, don't try to hold on, don't try to win, you just have to let go. And that's the reason why I stayed airborne for a while, because I've been practicing the figure of eight for so many years. Well, that was one beautiful learning that I had. But today we have this Agar meditation on living intentionally. That's the core topic that we are focusing on. So I will introduce this topic to you in a specific way. We all are born intentionally, which means that I decided to be born, and so I was shown a set of parents who are going to be my biological father and biological mother, and I'm going to be born, and these are my learnings for this life. Okay, so I choose what I want to learn in this life, and I intend that I want to be born. So the sets of parents are given to me, and then I'm born. Well, once I'm born, I am left with experiences until the end of life. So I go through several experiences. Now, how these experiences manifest? They manifest not out of karma, not the way you think as in the past actions. Many of these experiences manifest out of intention. That is, I intend, I decide that these experiences, these are the kind of actions that I will take, these are the kinds of thoughts I will think, these are the kinds of words that I will speak. So when I think, speak, and act, it produces consequences or results. So when I do it intentionally, then I am responsible for everything that I have said, I have thought, and I have done. But when I don't do things intentionally, when it's chaotic, then I lose control, right? We all do this. So in the beginning, we all were intentional. We decided this is how I'm going to be. So every child, for example, all those people who had children or who had siblings, young, much younger than them, you would realize that when the child doesn't get its food or when the child doesn't get its sleep, it will bring the house down. If you are in a theater, it will bring the theater down. Everybody, they will want the movie to stop until this child goes out. And if you're in a hotel, the child will just cry so much that all the people will just, to pick up cynosure, to become the center of attraction. So we were born intentional. Until the age of about 5 years, we are absolutely intentional. But once we separated ourselves, which means that once you are told this is your name, and then you are told you have to make it big, you have to struggle, you have to suffer, you have to educate yourself, you have to get this degree, and you have to go to school, you have to do your homework. When you get all these kind of data, then you begin to forget everything about intention. In the beginning, we all started off with intention. The results are not what we expect. The results will always be random. When you're intentional, the results will always be random. But what happens is, if you don't hold on, if nobody told you to hold on, then your actions, from being intentional, your actions begin to become random. So when the actions become random, then the results become chaotic. All right? So look back at your life. How many of you have had random actions? Random actions is, I do things because it just occurred to me. So there's no intention here. I just thought I will do this, so I did. And the results are chaotic. Look back at your life and see how much of chaos you have endured, how much of chaos you have played with, and how much of random actions, random thoughts, random words you have spoken. And that's the reason, if you look back, you will realize why we are doing this session today. Why we are doing this specific episode of Agar Meditation today. It's only to get the randomness to come to intentional living. Welcome to Agar Meditation once again, and let's begin. This is the reason why we do the Maypole, that we first set the intention that Thy will be done, God's will be done, which means that I'm going to listen to His words, I'm going to prepare to listen to my God's voice. My God is in my heart. He or she or it does not have a name and form. Until we attribute it to a name and form, it could be called anything in this universe and it will respond to it. But you have to give the same name, don't keep changing it. So when I give this name and form attribution to this God which is in my heart, which does not have a name and form, then it begins to behave as if it has a name and form, because it serves you. God serves you. And that's the reason why we are doing this session, where we are connecting to this inner God so we can live intentionally. So this is the first step. So all those people who are new to Agar Meditation, please make sure there are these are a few disciplines that you need to know. These disciplines are not for the Agar meditators. It is for you to be able to connect, for you to be able to sit in meditation. So if you are sitting, make sure you're not sitting on a couch, because your hip bones will be lower than your knees, which means that your back will be curved, your back will not be straight. So make sure you're sitting at the edge of the couch. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure you're sitting a little forward so your hips are higher than your knees, so your back can be straight. Don't recline on a backrest. If you're sitting on the ground on a mat, make sure that you elevate the mat by a few inches so that your back is straight. Do not lean against the wall. Do not use a backrest. Even if you have back pain, make sure that you increase the height of your seat by at least a few inches, so that your back becomes straight. That way you won't have your back pain. All right, this is the first step. The second thing is that you need to really focus on breathing. So the eyeballs need to be looking downwards and you need to be focused on the breath. So I'm going to guide you through these sessions today so that you can derive maximum benefit from this session. All right, now let's begin. Think, imagine, visualize or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. If you feel there is quite a bit of disturbance around you, you can just pull this circle up to form a cylinder. In your inner scene, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top. The sphere represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up and walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. Connected by this ribbon, walk back to your seat. And the ribbon acts as your connection, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. And now, ask God to send to you through this ribbon its relaxing energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, anxiety. Let go of any clutter, let go of any frustration that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energy. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may be carrying in any part of you. You can also let go of any anger, any blame, any disappointment. Now, ask the higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences, negative feelings, anything that's negative, just let go of it. So breathe in this cleansing and purifying energy and breathe out anything negative that is occurring to you in your mind, in your feelings. Don't search for them. Just let go of anything that's negative. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe in the strengthening energies. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this unconditional love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you wish to release. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon all the intentions that it knows you need to live with. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, share God's love with all of creation. As you breathe in all the intentions that God chooses to give you, which it knows you need. As you breathe out, share God's love with all of creation. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes. Intention. It means to be willfully thoughtful and to be willfully speaking and to be willfully acting. Nothing is done without willing it. Everything is clear in your head. And such clarity occurs in your head only from being aware. So if you have to talk to someone, you talk to them without any prejudice, without judging them. When you talk to people without judging them, then you will be loving towards them. Secondly, every time you have to talk to your parents or your siblings or people whom you know very well, your spouse, your children, you have to be intentional. Most often we take people at home for granted. We are random in our thoughts, in our words and actions. At times we are loving randomly. At times we are rude randomly. At times we are scolding randomly just because we couldn't manage our own emotions. So we behave randomly. So from being random, you need to come to behaving intentionally. Now, what is the purpose behind this intentional living? The purpose is not whom you are speaking with. The purpose is you, because that is an opportunity given to you to be in awareness, to be intentional. Remember, you are God. Remember, you are God. And this is an opportunity for you to spread godliness all over. And for that, you've been given this powerful mind which can manifest anything that you can conceive of, right from a pin to the spacecraft. We have made it all. Someone used that mind intentionally and made the spacecraft, or the pin, or the watch, or the mobile phone. Everything was once a dream. In the beginning, we did not have it. So someone started the intention and someone just took it forward and then it manifested. Similarly, every thought, every action, every word has to be intentional. It's only when everything is intentional that we can actually produce these random results. Random results are not bad. Random results are the outcome of what karma that we are enduring and what is the scene outside, the environment where we are and the people whom we are connected to. So everything, for example, it produces randomness. For example, today I wanted to do this session live, but it so happened that I had to be out, so I'm recording it. So I'm intentionally recording this session so you can derive the benefit. The benefit is going to be random because some of you are going to be able to connect to it. Some of you will not be able to connect to it. And that's random. Why you will not be connected to it? Some of you would be expecting me live. You would want to ask questions for which you need answers. Now that I am recording this, you may feel your enthusiasm die down or reduced, and you will feel that you are not able to ask questions today. But you did not think that you could still ask questions by sending me the WhatsApp messages. I never told that I would not be connected, but it's just that I would not be able to conduct the session from where I am. I'm not sure whether I will be or won't be able to conduct the session, which is why this recording is being given. So when we reduce our random acts and make them more intentional, then we produce more random results. But they're not chaotic results. Chaotic results throw us out of gear. Randomness does not throw you out of gear. When the results are random, it gives you more scope to direct, just like the kite surfing that I did. When your kite goes to the right randomly, you have to navigate to the left randomly, and when it goes to the left a little more, you have to bring it to the right. You have to keep it going on. But there are times when you have to give up, which is when you give up to God. Don't give it to the mind. That will be chaotic. And how do you know whether you're going to give it to the God or to the mind? That's where your awareness comes in. So, a simple practice that I do all the time is I connect to the maypole all the time. I'm always holding on to the ribbon. The moment you hold on to the ribbon, then consciousness or your God self just pulls your awareness up. You can try it. Now that you have done the maypole, you can try it. Every time you have a thought which is disturbing, a sad thought, an angry thought, a worrying thought, or a lustful thought, or a greedy thought, or a miserly thought, whatever thoughts come, just hold on to the maypole and see what happens. It'll simply pull you up. I actually feel the pulling up. So you have to do this all the time to keep yourself up. When you lose your awareness, you fall. When you see something which is disturbing, your awareness falls because you get sucked into what you're feeling. We judge too quickly. And we forget all about intentional thinking, intentional speaking, intentionally using our senses. We forget it. It's not wrong. It's not bad. But it takes, which means that you need to practice more. You must learn to practice more. And when you practice more, these intentions are what you're going to use. So I'm going to share with you certain tools that you are going to use from today, if you will, that will really pull you up. So, what are the common things that we do? Things that we do every single day. We bathe every day. We brush every day. We eat every day. We drink water every day. Right? We turn on the fan, the AC every day. We use money every day. So here is your intention. Every time you turn the fan on, why would you turn the fan on? It's because you want to feel this gust of good air that comes to you, which cools your warmness. All right, cools the environment. So every time you turn the fan on and the gust of wind comes to you, you create an intention. May all people feeling warm or hot feel what I'm feeling right now. May they all open their heart to love, light and laughter and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. So if it's too long, I'll break it down for you. Here it is. When you turn the fan on and you feel the cool breeze hit you, just create this intention in your mind. May all people who are feeling hot anywhere in the universe, anywhere in this world, feel what I'm feeling. And may they all open their heart to love, to light and laughter. And may they all realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. This is called an intention. I am consciously, willfully, deliberately using the mind in this particular way so that these things manifest. Now, there's another thing that you need to know is that whether you are conscious, willful, deliberate, or careless in your thinking, in your actions, in your talk, everything that you think, that you speak, and that you act will definitely manifest without fail. It will manifest. So there is nothing which will not manifest. So you can actually choose what must manifest. This is called intentional living. All right? So this afternoon it happened. I was out surfing in the sea. And while I was surfing, my Rudraksha mala just fell off because of the power of the wave. It just got out. And I told my wife, I came back to the shore and told my wife, my Rudraksha mala is gone. But guess what? There was another surfing instructor beside me, and the Rudrakshamala got out of my neck and went to his hand, and he brought it and gave it to me. This is intention. So when you want that Rudrakshamala for a specific objective, it will not leave you. And intentional living is not about one thing, it's about everything. So this is what I do when I'm feeling fuel. I say, may all people who need fuel feel what I'm feeling right now. May they all open their hearts to love, light and laughter. May they all realize the truth that their God have always been God, and so be it. When I'm giving my card or using the QR code, whatever I'm doing, may all people who need money feel what I'm feeling right now, and may they all realize the truth that their God have always been God, and so be it. May all people who are paying money feel what I'm feeling right now, and may they all realize the truth that their God have always been God, and so be it. If I'm walking, may all people who put their footsteps where I have walked open their hearts to love, light and laughter. May they all realize the truth their God have always been God, and so be it. Constantly, willfully, deliberately choose to live intentionally. Be intense in your living. If you're not intense in your living, the one thing that will happen is that you will have no stories to tell. You are born, you lived randomly with chaotic results, and the fag end, you don't remember why you were born. You don't have any stories to tell. Have stories to tell to your children, to your grandchildren. It's very important that you have stories, because stories tell you how much you lived and how much you learned through your life. People want to listen to those who have lived. Look at today's generation. They ask, what do you know? And the parents don't have an answer to that question because they've never lived. They were random in their thinking, in their actions. And there are also people who have been extremely intentional, and these people, for example, my uncle, I had a maternal uncle who was so intentional in his living that we were in awe of him. Every second, every moment of his life was lived intentionally. And the result, he was such a successful businessman and had no ego at all, because he knew that all of this was just manifestations of an intention. An intention after intention after intention. They just continuously manifested. Everything that he wanted just manifested. He would tell us stories of how things manifested in his life. So please live intentionally. So whether you're buying milk, whether you're buying vegetables, whether you're paying money, whether you are riding your two-wheeler, whether you are in the shower, when you are in the shower, make sure that you splash water on your face. Wake up. Wake up to that shower. And when the water hits your face, have intention. May all people who are in slumber feel what I am feeling right now. May they all open their heart to love, light and laughter, and realize the truth that their God have always been God, and so be it. Don't bathe in too much comfort. Have a bath in cold water. Feel the shiver. But soon after the shiver, you will have a laughter. You will have a joy. Enjoy it. Share the intention with all of creation. Don't have too much of life for yourself. Don't be so selfish. Share your life with all of creation, and you will see there will be such beautiful moments for you to share. I see people, when I ask them, can you narrate 5 good things that happened to you? They search all the skies and they search in all directions, and they're not able to recollect anything that happened that was good in their life on that day. They flatly refuse and say that nothing happened to me. Didn't you wake up? Didn't water run in the taps? After having done your morning ablutions, didn't you have water to wash? Didn't you shower? Aren't you wearing clean, fresh clothes? Aren't you sitting in a comfortable seat that you can call your own? Aren't you sitting under a roof? Aren't you having the luxury of an AC or a fan or a cool breeze? We have so many things. Aren't you eating more than what you need, that you have indigestion and diabetes? We have so many things to live for. We have so many reasons to thank, and we have so many reasons to live intentionally. So now that you have listened to this long lecture, a sermon, now let us practice living intentionally now. So now close your eyes, sit straight. Now think of all the good things that have happened to you from this morning. So don't look for extraordinary experiences. Look for the ordinary experiences, like you brushing, scrubbing your tongue, drinking your beverage, or drinking that cup of water, finishing your morning ablutions successfully, having your shower, combing your hair, wearing your dress, eating your breakfast, your lunch, having those biscuits or bread or whatever you had. Go through every single moment, right, one after the other, and live through that moment right now. Go through the moment. Don't go through it and fast forward, not so fast. Slow it down. And when you feel that goodness, when you see yourself standing in front of the mirror for the first time, that you have actually observed yourself standing in front of the mirror, whatever you feel, share it with all of creation. May all people look into the mirror as I do, feel what I am feeling right now. May they all open their hearts to love, light and laughter, and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. As you are showering, may all people who shower every day feel what I am feeling right now. May they all open their heart to love, light and laughter, and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. These are the words. I'm going to repeat it a few times so you can get a hang of it. Whatever that action that you see you are doing, living through it, affirm. May all people who are feeling what I'm feeling right now open their heart to love, light and laughter, and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. May all people who are feeling what I'm feeling right now open their heart to love, light and laughter. May they all realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. May all people feel what I'm feeling right now. May they all open their heart to love, light and laughter, and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. May all people feel what I am feeling right now, and may they all open their heart to love, light and laughter, and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. May all people open their heart to love, light and laughter, feel what I am feeling right now, and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. May all people feel what I'm feeling right now. May they all open their heart to love, light and laughter, and realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. So repeat these words over and over and over every day. If you are in the kitchen, if you are in the washroom, if you are in the bedroom, if you are doing the sheets, you like your bed, like the way the sheets are done, create an affirmation. You are decking up your furniture and you like it, you create an affirmation. If you are showering, create an affirmation. You like the fragrance of the soap you are using, create an affirmation. If you just washed your face and you feel it's clean, create an affirmation. For every single thing, create an affirmation. You will see with intentional living that your life will begin to manifest. It will turn towards goodness. It must, because God just listens and manifests everything for you. God is the best servant that you could ever find in this universe. He is here for you. And He manifests Himself as several other spiritual beings who have the sole purpose of helping us manifest everything that we wish to manifest. This is what I want you to do. So consider this your homework for the next 7 days. Consider this your homework that you are going to live intentionally. Do it for 7 days and you will see your life would have changed. No matter how your life has been till now, no matter how much rough weather you have endured till now, no matter how much of tears have flowed through your eyes till now, no matter how many blame and judgments you have had to listen to till now, no matter what, start living intentionally. It costs no money for you to start living intentionally. It is internal, silent, nobody needs to know it. Just start living intentionally. But please move yourself out of all the suffering that you are pulling towards yourself, that you're calling every day. Remember, everything that is happening to you today, until today, is only because you are calling it. Yes, that's true. We get into a habit of living in misery. We get into a habit of living with blame. We get into a habit of living with judgment. Now, we need to move out of that habit. And if we want to move out of that habit, we need to make the choice. No one is going to do it for you. So make the choice and live intentionally every day. And that is the reason yesterday the kite surfing happened. And that is the reason why today my Rudraksha Mala just went off. Because God chose that this is the message that has to go to all the Agar Meditation members. God chose that these are the experiences that people need to know. When we had our children, we were told, don't give your children Rama Krishna Katha. Give them your life experience. Teach them through your life by living intentionally. This was the message that was given to us. And we are living intentionally only because we have been given this message that we have to do everything by living intentionally. Life is not easy. But when you have purpose in your life, life is not difficult because you have direction. Your purpose, your intention is the direction for you to live. Then life is not difficult. Then you know what choices you have to make. You know what intentions you have to derive in life to drive life in a particular direction. I hope that you got your message. And I hope some of you have got your life's message. Start living today. And the way I like to put it, prepare to die so you can live every day. You're not here forever. There's one day that your body is just going to fall apart and that's the end of this existence. But until then, if you haven't lived, then you don't have stories to tell. So start living intentionally from today. That is my request to you, my humble request to you, that start living intentionally. It has multiple benefits. It has multiple benefits. Let me give you, before I close this meditation, let me give you another experience. We wanted to go to a place of worship. And one of the facilities available there is a helicopter. So, thinking intentionally, living intentionally, the pilot of the helicopter came to visit us for consultation. This is called living intentionally. And we are not boasting about it. We are just sharing the message of how to live intentionally and what happens when you live intentionally. So I hope that you got your message. Please practice living intentionally. Like I said again, nobody is going to live for you. You have to live your life. Nobody is going to choose for you. You have to make the choices. If you are afraid to make the choice, I would suggest start by making a choice. Even if the results are random, it does not matter. Please make the choice. I will guarantee you, when you make your first choice, then you will know how to make a choice. Make the second one and the third one and the fourth one. Keep making choices. If you did not like going right, then make a choice to go left. If you did not like to go left, then go right or go straight. Go somewhere, but don't stop. Even while you are quiet, even while you are not choosing, please understand that with your random or chaotic actions of not choosing, chaotic results are produced. Even when you don't choose, results will produce from not choosing, because the universe is not quiet, it's vibrant. It will manifest results for you. It is better for you to choose what results you want rather than let the universe choose what you do not desire. So with this, I'm signing off. Have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week that's coming. And make sure that you live intentionally and you choose intentionally and let the random results manifest, and so you can choose more and more, and don't rest until you have reached the finality of your life. With this, I'm signing off. Lots of love to all of you.